Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Turning Point USA is hosting a vigil today for Charlie Kirk on the Colorado State University campus. The slain conservative activist was scheduled to appear as part of the America Comeback Tour, visiting colleges across the country. That tour will continue despite his assassination a week ago. Victoria Doscotch is a senior and co-president for the CSU chapter of Political Review. The student org's hosting an open forum debate following tonight's vigil. They hope help build dialogue.
Our goals of the club are to create a space where people can come and disagree about politics, and it's going to be okay at the end of the day. With the most public assassination of our generation, we thought that this would really be the right time for us to step up in some capacity and try to foster another space for this to continue.
Turning Point USA's vigil at the CSU football stadium begins at 5:30. Security is expected to be elevated. The group that flagged an online account linked to the 16-year-old shooter at Evergreen High School says the teen seemed fascinated by violence. Orin Siegel of the Anti-Defamation League says investigators were concerned enough about the online user to alert the FBI in July.
He had been sharing, symbols and code words that extremists use, referencing past school shooters, and even beginning to amass tactical gear. We didn't know specifically the person behind the username. We were just flagging the activity.
Siegel says the Anti-Defamation League is focused on raising awareness about online subcultures and warning signs. Well, Aurora is the newest city in Colorado facing a budget shortfall next year. According to city leaders, Aurora's tax revenue is not keeping up with its rising costs and is short $20 million. City leaders say they will be using the city's rainy day fund and eliminating some of the vacant positions. But even with the cuts, the proposed budget includes a boost in public safety funding and adding a new office of police accountability. The budget's expected to be finalized in October.